My Atmosphere's Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. March 27th, from the contemporary version. Spiritual vision through personal purity. Come up here and I will show you things which must take place. Revelation 4:1. A higher state of mind and spiritual vision can only be achieved through the higher practice of personal character. If you live up to the highest and best that you know in the outer level of your life, God will continually say to you, "Friend, come up even higher." There is also a continuing rule in temptation which calls you to go higher. But when you do, you only encounter other temptations and character traits. Both God and Satan use the strategy of elevation, but Satan uses it in temptation, and the effect is quite different. When the devil elevates you to a certain place, he causes you to fasten your idea on what holiness is far beyond what flesh and blood could ever bear or achieve. Your life becomes a spiritual acrobatic performance high atop a steeple. You cling to it, trying to maintain your balance and daring not to move. But when God elevates you by his grace into heavenly places, you find a vast plateau where you can move about with ease. Compare this week in your spiritual life with the same week last year to see how God has called you to a higher level. You have all been brought to see from a higher viewpoint. Never allow God to show you a truth which you do not instantly begin to live up to, applying it to your life. Always work through it, staying in its light. Your growth in grace is not measured by the fact that you haven't turned back, but that you have an insight and understanding into where you are spiritually. Have you heard God say, "Come up higher," not audibly on the outer level, but to the inmost part of your character? Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Genesis 18:17. God has to hide from us what he does until, due to the growth of our personal character, we must get to the level where he is then able to reveal it. Thus ends Oswald's reading. Come up here and I will show you things which must take place. Spiritual maturity is achieved by careful attention to being regenerate and doing the will of God and rejecting the way of the flesh. When we do this, our character has grown and we're able to go to higher levels and see what God has in store for us.